This is a production of Cornell University.
It's 4:47 p.m. and I'm going to call this meeting to order. Peter, can you please call the roll? Here. How many, sorry? All right. Thank you. And sorry that this isn't on the agenda, everyone, but we do have a new member today. I want to welcome Klaus. He's taking Eric's spot for Cal's representative. So, Klaus, if you want to stand with me, and then I'll read a line, and then you'll repeat it back for them. In the view of the trust the Cornell community has vested me, as well as my personal sense of honor. I, and insert your name here, do solemnly affirm to fulfill my responsibilities as a student elected representative. I will engage in open and honest debate in a process where I am guided by truth and fairness. I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals. If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process. I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body, address the issues of my fellow students, and strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students. Thank you, Bob. We'll now move into open microphones hosted by Vice President Hindeman.
If any members of the community would like to speak at open microphone, please come to the table and do so. Would any other members of the community like to speak? And with that, we'll close open mic.
Thank you. And my apologies, we skipped over the approval of a meeting minute from December 1st meeting.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second? Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, I'm going to ask that we approve it by unanimous consent. And seeing as our guest from the Ombudsman's office, if no one dissents, I'm going to ask that we move that up on our agenda. Seeing no dissent, I'd like to welcome you to speak. Do you mind speaking a little bit more into the microphone? You just have to speak close to it. They're not very good microphones.
I can holler. I am the officer who is director of the Ombudsman's office. And between the two of us, what we try to do is to be a safe place to come and get counsel and advice.
first on our speakers list is Robin Stowe. Rep. Celestia? Did anyone else want to be on the speakers list? John? Thank you.
VP Liu.
Hi, thank you for coming. This is about another thing I have in mind, part of the department. So I know you're going to hear that the government said that we should have an opportunity to have an African campus. So I'm going to have any one in this office to also have an African campus. It's a different process.
Last on our speakers list, we have Rafi Iglesias. Thank you so much for coming to speak with us today. And just so everybody knows, their contact information is at the bottom of the report that they handed out. Thank you so much. Also, if anybody didn't get a report or if any members of the audience want a report, Dale has copies of the report that he can hand out now also. So now we'll move into announcements and reports. I have the first announcement, just so that everybody knows, on Sunday at 1, we're having our first restructuring committee meeting of the semester. Everyone got an email. please try to come. It will be really great for the conversation. This week we're really going to get into, I've gotten a couple of different proposals that people can talk about, and we can get updates on the working group. So it should be a good conversation. A reminder, a couple of you still haven't sent me your goals, or you haven't set up a follow-up meeting with me. Please respond to your emails. I really don't want to have to chase people down. And I don't want to have to like result to having to like put things on the public record that people haven't done what they're supposed to over break. So just follow up with that, please. We have a lot of great conversations started, and I'm really looking forward to having some more. Next on the announcements is Rep. Reichel. Okay, so VP Lou yield. Wait, did you not yield? Okay. VP DeBaca is going to take Mitch's spot since he's helping you attend anyway today. Microphone. Sorry. EVP Indemini.
Hi, everyone. So on Saturday at 1 o'clock, we're having a welcome lunch for FISA and transfer students. So tell all the FISA and transfer students you know about it. And also on February 7th, we're having a welcome Vijay event at 5 p.m. here. So everyone should be there. And tell everyone.
EVP Montejo. Ooh, that was fun. Hi, everyone. Good to see you all again. Just wanted to share some updates about the Diversity Committee. So we will now be splitting into two meeting groups, but we will have one overarching meeting if any of you would like to come, just to explain in detail some of the things that Diversity Committee is doing this semester, and that meeting is going to be next Wednesday at 8 p.m. The Diversity Committee is looking to split into two working groups. One is going to be the Diversity Plan and Report Group. Basically, we're going to come up with a process through which Biden-funded organizations can provide diversity plans and reports to the Appropriations Committee. That way we have a much more streamlined process to analyze diversity issues in terms of funding for next year's byline cycle. And the second thing that we're going to do is that we're going to have a diversity conference working group. Our goal is to have a diversity conference happen right after spring break and have just a really great showing of people from across the community. But we're going to emphasize that student leaders from Byline-funded organizations be present. That way we can, you know, in addition to having these diversity plan and reports, really have a holistic diversity conference that both teaches diversity training but also celebrates diversity as a whole. And so we're doing that strategy specifically to, you know, take away less of this like mandatory attitude about diversity and more make it something that's pleasant, enjoyable, and something that we can all learn from. So that is basically all that Diversity Committee is up to. So as a reminder, next Wednesday at 8 p.m., it would be really great if some of you guys came. That way we'd have a little bit more interaction, and props to Matt and Myra who have been coming really consistently to all the meetings last semester. Thanks, guys. UA Rep. Coffin. About 18 do have things planned, but if anyone has questions for Gabe, this would be a great time to ask a question. Dustin, can you speak into a microphone?
This is a comment about how many of you after the resolution of Cali also took over in the transgender community. It's really exciting to demonstrate the first year that first year students will be able to offer the transgender community in the same way that they can offer the transgender community. This is a great message for them.
Does anyone else have a question for Gabe? Thank you both, Gabe and Dustin, and everyone else who's been working with you on housing. Really exciting to see the results of the resolution from two assemblies ago, one assembly ago.
Cool.
So, across a few assemblies. Next, we have Commentary Barbera.
Hi. So, as chair of the Academic Policy Committee, I'd like to tell you that we will be discussing Representative Vice President McBride's resolution, which was titled Request for the Faculty Senate to Create a Faculty Diversity Task Force, which meant they want the faculty to investigate ways to broaden ideology of faculty members from things like Republicans to communists. Those are the two main examples. Mr. McBride, I'm not sure if he'll be back, but we will be discussing that. If you have any ideas you would like to tell to my committee, the feeling that I got from my committee last semester was that they would like to pass it in some form. I'm not certain what form that will be, but you can amend it at all before it comes back to this assembly, and that committee, or my committee, can amend it. Now, as parliamentarian, I would like to say we're about to discuss the standing rules. Unfortunately, they're in black and white, which makes it very difficult to see the changes. We have four copies here of it in color, which will be helpful once I'm sitting over there. If you need a copy, they're here and you can take one. If not, the changes, I'll discuss those in a moment. And you can also open up your email from yesterday about today's meeting and open up the document and see it. And final note is that I finally have printed out copies for all of you to put in the back of your binders of the charter, the bylaws, and the special rules of order. Hope I'm not speaking too quickly, but after the meeting, I'll have those ready for all of you, and you can put them in section 11 of your binders.
Thank you. And on that note, we'll move to Resolution 27. And sponsors, whenever you're ready, take 5 minutes to go through all the changes.
Thank you. Anything else? All right, we'll start with Rep. Kaufman.
So I have two issues, and the first is larger and following the address right now. Technically, given the charity was rejected in the room. First of all, the SA following the manual, those are what we use in the manual, probably put in the bylaws and maybe the charter, because a lot of this comes from requirements for members that don't have to do with specific meeting procedures. The whole point is manuals is just to say, like, this is how we run our meetings, not this is how we run our organization. So those are different things, and they're kind of all blended together in here. So I hope that maybe sometime this can be addressed. I don't know how it's defined, so that technically we are required to have manuals right now. One of that means manuals, but whatever. But, okay, the second thing, and I'm going to make a formal motion, Robert's rule already provides the assembly the ability to reject members of the room if it is disruptive to the two-thirds vote of the membership. You can actually, a two-thirds vote can remove someone from the assembly, or you can just kick them out of the room. So I don't see why we need to be able, to share the ability to do that. If someone deems it disruptive, that's me, you can just kick them out of the room if enough of you, you know, want to. So I just don't think it's necessary, so I'm going to motion to amend line 76 through 78 to strike all of that language, and then also readdress the other rule numbers to keep that discussion.
Second.
All right, does anyone want to speak on this motion? Jim?
I agree.
Does anyone else want to speak on this motion?
Did you say motion to vote?
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll move into voting. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstain? By a vote of 20-0-2, this amendment passes. Make sure either Dale or Dave that Peter has everything for the amendment. Is there a second? Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll go into voting. All those who approve. All those who oppose. All those who abstain. By a vote of 20-0-2, the standing rule passed. So. Dustin, now we're moving into the semester planning led by Dustin.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.